Parrott comes home, swinging a fly ball to left, hit well and deep. Braun back, it's over his head to the wall. And two runs will score for Standing Bear, and they now have a four-run lead, 6-2 in the sixth. Over Molly with the bases loaded, two outs. Bryson Rhodes is taking off for home plate, and he's going to score! A bit of a break. Now here's a little liner that's going to be a diving catch. Toss to second, double play!
You're listening to High School Baseball on LincolnPrepSportsNow.com.
Very good first inning for both Miles Nelson and Grayson Bjorkman. Both pitchers going 1-2-3 in that first inning. And now Bjorkman back on the mound for the Spartans against the 4-5 and 6 hitters. Gabe Ruiz will lead it off. Righty against righty, power against power. First pitch from Bjorkman at the knees for a called strike. Ruiz does not like that. 1-1 the count. Ruiz singled, grounded out, flew out the center, had a 3-run double, and flew out to right. And he just kind of guides a ground ball to third. Roach collects, throws to first, and staying on the bag is Huxton caught. And I don't know if Islander fans are liking that, but the Spartan fans making more noise. What a play by Cott to snag that baseball and stay on the bag somehow. Ruiz grounding out. That's three ground outs to Roach over at third base. Start this game as Ethan Mader now will stand in. Mader, the right fielder earlier with three RBI singles and a ground out against Lincoln Southwest, and Bjorkman misses outside on a fastball. 1-0 the count. One on, nobody out, top of two. Here at Den Hartog. Fastball way up and out, now 2-0 as that might have slipped out of the hand of Bjorkman. A little bit late, but our game time temperature looks like this. 68 degrees under, I'm going to call it mostly sunny skies. Not bad here. Once again, we've had very fortunate baseball weather as the rain and stuff has either died or missed the capital city. The wind's still blowing in. Actually, it's blowing across the diamond now, left to right, out of the northwest, 13 miles an hour, gusting up to 18. But that could mean that a fly ball to right, Coach, might be able to get carried out of here if it gets high enough up into the air. 2-2 the count. Bjorkman just misses outside on Mader, and now it's full, 3-2.
Just trying to take advantage of that bigger outside corner.
Not a bad miss. Now full count on Mader. As Bjorkman's set, and the pitch home is on the outer edge, called strike three. Another backwards K for Grayson Bjorkman. Two down, Mader retired, and now Gavin Reuther will stand. Reuther in the game against the Silverhawks had an RBI double, also had a single. He popped out and flew out to right as well. Four at bats. Swings and misses. That ball bounces out of Braden Erickson's glove, excuse me. 0-1 the count on Reuther, third baseman. For the Islanders, it's Bjorkman now, comes home, the 0-1, fouled away, straight back, and out of play, now 0-2. Bjorkman with a new baseball, kind of half turn facing home plate, his feet are pointing right at third base, check swing, did he go? No, he did not. That's close. Reuther able to hold up though. Now one ball, two strikes, and that slider tailing away right there, Coach. Good pitch.
We've seen less swings called a strike, so see, I guess you just never know.
Yes, you're right. We sure have. Here's Bjorkman. Oh, look out. That one up and in, and that definitely was not a fastball. That's a breaking ball that went way behind Reuther, and that one, Bjorkman is kind of grinning about. He's looking at his dugout like, oh, my bad. That was a pretty bad pitch. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't good.
His front side just opened up way too early, and his arm couldn't catch up there.
Bjorkman now ready again. As he sets, winds, and the 2-2 is outside, 3-2. It was close, kind of a flinch from Reuther. The home plate umpire did not flinch. He had it in his sights the whole way. And now a full count on the third baseman. Next pitch is going to hit Reuther. So Gavin Reuther hit by a pitch. Bjorkman has not done that too often this season. That is only his second hit batsman that he has given up this season. Now Brock Cushing will stand in. Got the job done to close it out against Lincoln Southwest. Also in the game, he had an RBI single, another single, a strikeout, and a flyout. Fastball over the outer edge for a strike from Bjorkman, who, by the way, with the shadows here at this ballpark, home plate and that area is covered up by the roof of the grandstands here at Den Hartog. Bjorkman and the rest of the field is in the sun. Who knows how the dynamics of that will work. Now Bjorkman's going to spin and throw to first. Excuse me, and it was not in time. As Ruther able to dive back in. That was almost a catch and tag all in one for Huxton Cott, but Ruther got back in ahead of the throw. Bjorkman peeking. Now the 0-1. Slider fouled away off to the right side and out of play, and that's going to miss some vehicles. So a lot of cars have all of a sudden decided to park close to the ballpark. No, I didn't.
Those might be the soccer parents that don't know.
Oh, yes. I forgot
they're
that
not
they're
as afraid of the foul balls as the baseball parents are.
There is now soccer going on, I believe, over at Seacrest. Certainly not at the other field on the east side of this complex. It's another throw over to first by Bjorkman on a time. Now a big lead by Ruther at first. Going back and forth. Bjorkman will come home. The fastball is upstairs. But Braden Erickson didn't even try to frame that. And you think that's a pitch he probably should try to frame right there? That was kind of close.
That was a purpose pitch.
Okay. Now the 1-2, and the breaking ball once again almost hits Cushing as he ducks down. Now 2-2.
And that's all he's trying to do, to set up that curveball there. Usually the catchers aren't going to frame stuff if they know it's a ball. Just trying to keep the umpires on their good side.
Bjorkman's 2-2 home. That's... Well, they're going to have a check swing. No swing. Oh, boy. That looked like a strike on the outer edge. Erickson thought it was strike three. Michael Lonick not happy over there in the first base dugout, or in the third base dugout, rather. And now the count is full on Cushing. Ruther not being held on at first. He'll be taking off on the pitch. There he goes. Bjorkman comes home in a pop-up. Into right field. The right fielder has no idea where the ball is, and then he finds it at the last minute. Sam Sutko lost it in the sun. Had to try and find the ball. He was in the area, and he did. And he makes the catch. And that will end the top of the second inning, and that was not that good as Brock Cushing, at the end of the day, will fly out to right field. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Still no score between the Islanders and the Spartans here on LincolnPrepSportsNow.com.
Stevenson Truck Repair has built a solid reputation in the Lincoln community. They have been operating under the same ownership since 1966. Stevenson Truck Repair is operated by the Stevenson family, and they will treat you like family. They have both mechanical and body repair facilities. Stevenson Truck Repair works on all types of vehicles, and of course trucks, but also motorhomes, buses, trailers, vans, industrial equipment, even cars. Whether you have a fleet of 100 or just one, they can be your one-stop shop. Stevenson Truck Repair is conveniently located near 27th and Superior, Lincoln.
You're listening to High School Baseball on LincolnPrepSportsNow.com.
Ele Odulate will lead it off for the Spartans here in the bottom of the second inning, and a gorgeous breaking ball from Miles Nelson right over the outer edge for a strike, 0-1. 4, 5, and 6 due up for Lincoln East against Grand Island here in this bottom of the second inning. Next pitch, and Schroeder trying to buy a strike there. The home plate umpire not biting, and it's 1-1. Odulate against Columbus grounded out, single twice, and struck out. So a 2-for-4 game as Nelson comes home, and he ties up Odulate on that fastball downstairs, and Odulate going way around, now 1-2. Nelson comes home again. That's bounced in the turf. Goes way up and over everybody to the backstop. Now 2-2 the count. We mentioned earlier about how on our scoreboard there's not many baseball games going on today. Everything else is Metro Conference play-in stuff. Omaha Bryan, Omaha Northwest, Omaha Buena Vista, Omaha Central, and Omaha Benson and Omaha North. This Metro Conference tournament will be getting underway today and continuing the rest of the week. And now, who knows, is going to end up on top of that one after Westside's win over Lincoln East. Ground ball back through the middle. That's going to get into center field for a base hit. Odulate with the first hit of the game for either side. As Bjorkman, or excuse me, Miles Nelson, rather, trying to reach back and snag that. He almost did. Now he wants a new baseball. Just throws it at the Lincoln East dugout. Sam Schroeder seeing that. Now he'll get the new baseball back out to Nelson with Braden Erickson standing in. Erickson, the DH against Columbus, reached on an error, struck out, and flew out to right. That was that ball that he hit to right field that just took off on Connor Williams for the Discoverers and ended up hitting or going in and out of his glove as Williams was racing all the way to try and get back to the spot with the wind blowing in at that time. It's blowing across the diamond now left to right here at Hartog.
We'll see if he's going here. Some action early.
Mm-hmm. Big lead by Odulate. He's not. And a swing and a fly ball. That's going to drift out of play off to the right side. And foul. Now 1-1 on Braden Erickson. Metro Conference tournament again beginning officially tomorrow, but at least for Bellevue East. But again, I think the play-in games are happening today as Nelson throws over to first nine of time. And as I said, you would think that perhaps maybe Papio South, Millard South, Millard North favored to win that. But after Westside's win over Lincoln East, that has just certainly said, well, the Warriors are dead serious now, and they only have two losses on the season, and they are certainly now the number two team in front of Millard North, at least in my particular rankings. Odulate takes off, pitches upstairs for a ball, and the ball hits Odulate, goes into center field, he's going to take off and go to third. There's that kid running around on the base paths again. Odulate steals second, advances to third on the throws. Again, that ball hit him in the foot, bounced up and over and into center field. As Brock Cushing was kind of slow, coach, going after that baseball.
That was his 26th stolen base in the first 17 games of the season. With the competition they've played, that is a pretty impressive number.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing what Odulate has done in his senior campaign. And this swing and a foul by Erickson off to the right side and out of play. That's got to hit somebody's car. Maybe it didn't. I don't even see where that ball went, but it didn't hit anybody. And now with a 2-2 count, Nelson comes home again. Swing and a foul again. Straight back and out of play. That one is almost going to hit the News Channel Nebraska truck. Might have gone in between it and another vehicle. We'll do it again. 2-2 the count. Odulate at third. Nobody out. Erickson waits for the pitch from Nelson. Here it is. Swing and a bouncing ball left side. This will drive in a run. Fielded by Cushing. Throw to first is late. And the Spartans are on the board. RBI infield single by Braden Erickson. 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Great spot to hit the ball. And now we're going to have a courtesy runner for Erickson. Landon Mosier going to come on and run for Erickson. And here is Kalai Larson, who is, you're surprised by this, and I'm just kind of disappointed that he's not having a good start to the season at the plate. He's doing very well, as you would expect, on the mound. But Larson, in the previous game, with an RBI single and two flyouts, and he takes down and out for ball one for Miles Nelson.
A kid like this, you just never know when he's going to get going again.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great sophomore year.
Sure did.
Maybe started to feel a little pressure. Who knows? There's all sorts of factors that could have played into it. A couple big hits, and then all of a sudden he's rolling again.
Yes.
You don't keep a kid like this down the whole season, that's for sure.
Especially on the mound, too. And getting the call in the Class A title game against Millard North. He got roughed up, almost went the distance, but it was Chase Mockel who chased him, Kalai Larson, out of the baseball game after he gave up that go-ahead home run for the Mustangs. But it went down as a no decision for Kalai Larson as the Spartans rallied, tied the game, and then won it all last year at Warner Park. Now Larson bunts, and he bunts it foul. Now one ball, two strikes on Kalai Larson. One on, nobody out. A run already in, bottom of inning number two, with the Spartans up one zip. Miles Nelson looking in, still with the sun beating down on him. Comes set, peeking at first. Now Nelson comes home, yanked that fastball a little bit outside and at the knees. Now 2-2. Mosier, the courtesy runner at first. He was a starting catcher in the first game today against Columbus and did well. Had a two-run single in that game. Now that one's bounced in there by Nelson. Good block by Schroeder. Keeps Mosier over at first base. Mosier also in the game against the Discoverers grounded out and reached on an error. Three errors by Columbus in that game, and if you take any of those away, it's probably a much closer game than a 9-4 final score. Next pitch. Runner starts and stops, and Larson pops it up in the infield. It is Nelson giving way to Ruiz. That ball is moving around on him, and Ruiz able to stay with it and make the catch as Larson pops out. Nice job by Nelson to get out of the way, Coach. I think Lincoln Southwest probably should have learned a little bit in that previous game. Pitcher's getting out of the way of the fielders on that.
That kind of shows you Larson's struggles right now. He got a fastball right down the middle on 3-2. You know he's ready for it, and he just missed it. Mm-hmm. Timing was good. He just missed it, though.
Now here is Huxton Cott standing in, and he takes a strike on the outer edge. Sam Schroeder may or may not have bought that one. Cott on the season, the junior in 17 games, hitting .343, two home runs, a triple, three doubles, 15 RBI. That's tied for the most, or tied second most, rather, for the Spartans as Mosier dives back in safely over at first on the pickoff attempt by Nelson. Caught the seven-hole hitter, and his two home runs part of a Spartan squad that has 20 home runs this season. And again, there were questions about what's this team going to do losing guys, you know, like Troy Peltz and others, other great seniors from last year's championship squad. Where's the power going to come from? And the answer this year is, well, Bryson Rhodes with three. Erickson has three. Four home runs for Cade Anderson and Dele Odulate, of all people. Again, the senior campaign that Odulate is having is incredible. Starting and stopping is Mosier, and there's a swing and a miss by Cott. Now one ball and two strikes. One out, one on, bottom two. Nelson looking in. He works exclusively out of the stretch, so this is his normal pitching motion, and he fires a breaking ball over the outer edge. Sam Schroeder might have bought that for Nelson. Strike three called as Cott rung up looking. Two down now for Trevor Roach.
Third baseman, number 12, Trevor Roach.
Roach in the game against Columbus. Doubled, was hit by a pitch, and walked. As Mosier with an average, well, I didn't say average, it's a good lead. Here's a high fly ball right field. Racing back is Mader, stopping, and he'll make the catch. As Roach tagged that ball really well, but right at Mader, who had it in his sights the whole way, and that will end the bottom of the second. A run in, Spartans lead 1-0 on Grand Island. You're on LincolnPrepSportsNow.com.